Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the NFL Draft Blast. We're going to be headed to Kent State and talking to their Mr. Versatility guy. I mean, quarterback, running back, receiver, you name it. He was able to accomplish it and accomplish it at a high level in the MAC. Toledo kid here, Nick Hawley. Nick, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. What's it like knowing you, your teammates are going to be preparing for spring football in the not-too-distant future, and you're preparing for the National Football League?
Well, thanks for having me, for one. I'm excited to be on here. Two, though, it's just exciting. It's a lifelong dream, and I just talked to a couple of my buddies that are still playing at Kent, and, you know, I'm asking about spring ball and, you know, thinking about, you know, what's upcoming, and I still don't realize that, hey, you know, right around the corner could be my dream and everything I've ever worked for and wanted. So the least bit is exciting, and I'm just ready for it, and it's all coming, you know, down to a couple of days, and it's right there. So
exactly, and I live in Youngstown, so I'm about a half hour from Kent, so I've been able to see you play quite a bit, and that, you know, it's one of the luxuries of living in Northeast Ohio. You can catch so many schools, especially when you guys play on the late in the season on those Tuesday through kind of Thursday nights. I'm able to kind of almost scout three or four football games that week, so it's always a fun thing. I got to ask because you've done it at the MAC level, but, I mean, growing up, did you play Pop Warner, and were you one of those kids who, you know, parents wanted to check the birth certificate because you were scoring touchdowns every other play?
Well, when I started when I was 8 years old, and I have a twin brother named Nathan. And, you know, we were always growing up, we were the ultimate competitors, and we did nothing but push each other. So I came from a small town school. There was probably about 40-some kids in my class, and it did cause some issues with him and me. We're kind of, you know, rising stars, I guess. Ever since we were little, if it wasn't me, it was him. So that kind of caused some issues, and then we moved into a bigger school. We went to Whitmer. In Toledo, Ohio, and, you know, the community there was awesome. Things took off, and we had a blast. So, you know, we've been competing and pushing each other since we were younger, so I would have to credit, you know, our abilities of when we got older to that.
Well, we're going to revisit at the end of the show, and when it gets to that point, I'll tell you why. So kind of take us through this process. I mean, yeah, I'm sure growing up, I mean, you kind of mentioned growing up, changing, you know, going to Whitmer High School. I mean, kind of talk about, you know, your positions, because I know high school, you can play both sides of the football. And then, you know, leaving high school, what were most of the colleges recruiting you as?
Yeah, well, I was a quarterback and linebacker when I was younger, like, you know, little league football. Then I got to high school. And basically, I started out as – I started out as our freshman starting quarterback and a corner. I kind of started both ways freshman year in high school, and that was just on the freshman team. And then come sophomore year, we had a coach there that his son was going through. He was my age, and he basically sat me down in the locker room one day and said, "Hey, you're not playing quarterback, so pick another position." And I was like, "Well, you know," and basically he told me there was no offensive positions open for me to play because he didn't want the ball in my hands. It's basically up. So for you know, the 2 years of my sophomore junior year, it was a constant battle between me going at it with that coach and me saying, "Look, just let me," because I didn't miss. We had throwings and we had quarterback meetings and stuff. And that was probably about 5:30 a.m. before school would start. And I didn't miss, even though I wasn't allowed, I didn't miss a single meeting. I didn't miss a single throwing for quarterback. So the 2 years I wasn't even allowed to play the position or get even close to a football, besides if I picked it, I was a defensive corner and a free safety. Phil Battle, my family, my dad's a very hard-nosed guy, and he's like, why don't you just do this? Why don't you? He didn't understand. Like, I have no control. This guy is, you know, the decision maker. So not only was it hard when I was playing, it was hard coming home because it was, you know, an instant battle. So when I was in high school, I played, you know, corner, free safety. I was a returner. I did all the special teams. And then come my junior year, at the end, we had made it to the Final Four states. We went to and ended up losing. And then the head coach took his son and decided they were moving to Michigan. And I remember one time I was in the weight room working out, and the quarterback coach, we had had some creative discussions in the past. He came, pulled me out, and he said, "Hey, I understand if you want me to tell, or you want to tell me to go, you know, F myself." He said, "But do you want to play quarterback?" So I was ecstatic. I got to play the position I wanted to. So played quarterback, played some free safety and corner that year, just depending on if they need me on defense. Did pretty well. And then they said I got recruited to Kent State. And they recruited me as an athlete and said, you know, when you show up, you can pick the position and we'll see if it works out for you. Well, I mean, you know how recruiting is in college coaches. I showed up and it said wide receiver on my locker. And I'm like, well, shoot, that's about the only position I've never played is wide receiver. So, showed up at Kent, wide receiver, ended up starting my freshman year on all the special teams. Didn't do too much at wide receiver, so I was playing more scout team. But they had me at scout team quarterback and running back just based off of, you know, who the best player was on the other team. So I was doing real well at quarterback, and I was doing real well running back, and I was doing well at wide receiver when they put me out there. So come after the freshman season, coach sits me down. He says, Coach Haynes sits me down and says, what position do you want to play? I said, well, I won't play quarterback. He said, yeah, that's not going to happen. I said, you just asked me what, you know, he said I was too short and I'm not seen as a thrower, you know, all the excuses. So I said, well, if I can't be a quarterback, I want to be in the backfield. I'll be a running back. So I became running back sophomore year as our starting running back, still did all the special teams. You know, I kind of continued. They started to, going into my junior year, pull me into some slots. So then I ended up finding myself as, you know, I was taking the first team running back reps. And then when the second team went in, I was taking the second team slot receiver reps. So I was, you know, doing double roles, and I ended up playing both of those on top of special teams, returners, things of that sort. Kind of same concept going into junior year. Towards my first junior year, I got the medical red shirt. Second junior year, I'm continuing. I'm going in after the Alabama game. I get a phone call, and Coach Haynes says, hey, you got to come to the office. I got to talk to you. I'm like, oh, man, I must have did something wrong. So I come into the office and he sits me down, and it was almost deja vu. He said, how would you feel about playing quarterback? And it just shot me back to that high school moment. And obviously, you know, right away,
I said, it's ironic.
Yep. I was so dang nervous. And I mean, going through practice, I was freaking nervous. So, you know, I opened up the next week against Akron as a quarterback and kind of never looked back from there. And, that's kind of my little storyline of all the different positions and where I've been and what I've done.
Excellent stuff. Once again, the standout athlete, quarterback, running back, receiver, if you will, Kent State's Nick Hawley, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as he breaks things down like no one else can, because he's the man with this particular background. And I, like I said, that's why I love you guys coming on the show, because we really get behind the scenes on a guy like yourself, too. I mean, you know, it's not like you were one-trick pony where, you know, you were just, a cornerback and you played quarterback 4 years. I mean, you were just an offensive weapon in so many different ways. So let me ask you this. I mean, moving forward when Pro Day rolls around and all the things that come with being in your position, I mean, if they want you to be a long snapper, you're going to say, screw it, I'll long snap. I mean, I know that's the mentality. But, I mean, what are you going to work out at? What do you think your best fit is to get to the next level?
Yeah. Well, I'll say this. As the long snapper comment, I always said, if they want me to be the fastest damn water boy they've ever seen, that's what I'll be. But whatever they want me to be, I'll be. So I've been working on everything. I've been working on every respective position that I could possibly be picked in. I mean, I've done some DB drills. I've done a lot, but more of slot receiver type running back drills.
Okay.
Like a third down back slot receiver. But mostly I'm focusing on slot receiver because I feel like that's probably where I'll end up. So I've been working on those and the returner role. So come pro day, whatever they want to throw at me, I should be ready, God willing. And I'm ready for any position that they say, hey, look, what if we want to throw you here? Well, let's do it. I mean, I won't be opposed for it. As long as it says NFL and I'm on a team, I could be, nothing but happy.
Excellent. When is pro day for you guys?
March 23rd.
March 23rd, man. Is that too far away or is that just perfect? I mean, basically almost a month till today.
Yeah, well, I mean, part of me feels like, man, I can't wait. Like, I want it to be tomorrow. I want to get it out of the way. I want to do it. I want to see what happens. And, and then part of me is like, you know what? This is all part of the process. And I love the process. It's what, it's basically what builds the foundation to what you see results. When you see results at the end and you know what you had to go through to get there, it just makes it that much more special. So I never want to skip the process. So I think it's perfect timing and we should be ready to go.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Nick Hawley here on the C2P breaking things down. I mean, there's so much to talk about with you. I love because there's just so much different ways to go with everything. I mean, it's a cliche question. I'm sure you've gotten it 1,000 times. But I mean, in terms of comparisons, I mean, I'm sure you could probably for every time somebody says Julian Edelman and you could probably put enough money down to buy a house in Aruba and have money left over. But I mean, who do you think you resemble? I mean, you're not saying, "Hey, I'm as good as this guy," or you might want to say that. But I mean, who do you think you kind of relate to the most?
Well, the person I relate to the most is my twin brother. But no, when it comes to player personnel, I could see a pretty good comparison. Obviously, he did a lot of the same things, and he's a hard worker. He's a smaller guy, and he's going to do what it takes. He's got a really good mentality when it comes to that. And I could see where people would compare, and, it's obviously easy to compare when you see what he did, what I did, and then what school we were at. So, I don't mind it. Obviously, he's a great player, and he's overcome a lot. And, I hope that one day that somebody can just be, you're like Nick Hawley, So that's the goal.
I hope
and,
so.
Yep.
Well, Nick, I tell you what, I mean, I remember way back when – Julian was on the show a few times, and I remember he worked out. He went, the Kent State's pro day, then, usually Akron's, later that same day. We drove over to Akron, and then Charlie Fry, the ex-Akron quarterback, Cleveland Browns quarterback, was throwing them passes during the pro day.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were sitting in their, their field house kind of, and Charlie looked at me and he goes, I promise you, this kid's going to make it in the NFL. And lo and behold, I always joke around, Charlie Fry should have become an NFL scout because,
yeah,
hit the nail on the head. You couldn't ask for a more productive kid. And like I said, and with the background, and that's why I think even the comparisons, he was a quarterback, athlete type guy. You're kind of in the same mold in terms of quarterback, athlete. You can do so many things so well. And, I think that just speaks volumes to how many opportunities you're going to get. I'm curious, because I see so many variables. What is your height and weight right now? Because I see you. I have seen you. I can probably find a website where you're probably 6 feet tall. I've seen websites where you're like 5'7". So what is your height and weight right now?
Well, I'm about 5'10¾". And then right now I'm on a special. It's called an elimination diet. So right now I'm probably around 190 something, but the end goal is probably to be in between 195-200. And when I was going through Canton playing, I was anywhere from 195-200. It's just we're cutting down that, a little bit of baby fat or whatever you want to call it. We're cutting all that down, and then we're going to make it lean, and we're going to make it hard, and make it as good as weight as possible. So the end goal is probably between 195-200, and I'm right around that area.
Awesome stuff. Let me ask you this one. You're in the film room with some scouts. What are they going to love about you? What are they going to say, Nick? They're breaking down game tape. They're going to look at you and go, man, we got to put you on the 53-man roster.
Well, let's hope that for one, but for two, you know, I think that just the knowledge of the game that I have and being able to relate and talk with them about, you know, I think I'd like to say I'm pretty far advanced when it comes to knowing the game of football, just because I've been so, you know, I've been all around. I've been in every position almost. I've had great high school coaches. I came in learning a lot or knowing a lot into college. And then it almost, you know, made me as a better player in college because I was able to ask more questions. And my something my quarterback coach in high school always said was, don't understand what, understand why. And when you understand why, it just all makes sense. So you might understand a play, but understand why we're running the play this way. Understand what everybody's doing. So as a player, I always took that approach. Is if I was at quarterback, or let's just say I was at running back. If I was at running back, I knew what every receiver was doing. I knew what the offensive line was doing, and I knew the quarterback's, you know, job. I actually had in practice one time, we had a play called Cobra. And the quarterback looks at me and says, hey, what's Cobra? And I had to tell him the routes as a running back. So, I mean, I always took in, or taken that approach. And so I think my knowledge in the game and just my experience in playing all the different positions. And then hopefully, you know, the number one thing about me is when you get somebody like me is you might not have the biggest, fastest, tallest, whatever, but you're going to get somebody that's going to give you everything they got. I will run through a wall for you. And I'm going to do anything I can to win. So I think you just get somebody who's a hard worker and driven and will always fight.
Definitely, man. Well, Nick, I tell you what, I mean, I would love to be in a huddle. I just could see you getting these guys all riled up. I mean, I think you have such a good charisma about yourself. I can only imagine how that kind of – the guys feed off that positive energy when they're kind of huddled up and listening to you kind of shouting out the plays, getting these guys going. But what, mm-hmm. I should have scheduled a show for 2 hours. I got to talk to you all night. But we're almost out of time, but we never like to leave you guys without the opportunity to have a little bit of fun. You ready to take a shot with some of these off-the-wall questions?
Let's do it.
All right. Now, you got a new coach coming into Kent State and Sean Lewis, but your former coach, Paul Haynes, great guy. Did anybody on the team do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Oh, that's funny because I couldn't give you who does the best impersonation, but there definitely is a good amount of guys that can do his impersonation, and they're all pretty damn good at it, and they will do it in front of him because that was the one thing that I can attest to Coach Haynes is not only is he a great guy, but he's an easy, fun-loving type of person. So, you know, he's all about business, but he'll joke around when the time comes. And he's all for, you know, if you can do a good impersonation, and that was one of our things going through camp, that was one of the things that made camp fun, then, you know, he'll let you do it. So I can't name specifically, but, you know, there's a group of guys that can do it.
Nice. How about this one? Female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who you can invite to dinner?
Ooh. See, that's tough. I got a couple. Well, I'll say this. When I was
this
younger,
is your show. You can take as many as you want.
Yeah. When I was younger, it was Shawn Johnson, the Olympic gymnast.
Okay.
But and I've actually had a conversation with her on the phone, and she sent me a little letter, so I was pretty stoked about that. But now I don't know. I couldn't tell you, to be honest. I mean, I would like to pick. I would probably pick someone knowing me. I wouldn't go on looks. I'd go on someone like Oprah or Ellen and just pick their brain, just to know how they were successful and to figure things out. But you know, I could take J Lo. Maybe, you know, I'd probably look good with J Lo. I don't know. That's a good question.
Excellent. How about this one? We told you we'd get back to it because we had Jimmy Garoppolo on when he was down at the Senior Bowl, and he had brothers, and he said they would fight like madmen when they got to do it, especially when they said they played, I think it was their PlayStation or the Xbox, when they played hockey on it, stuff was getting broken. So when's the last time you and your twin brother had that moment where maybe mom or dad had to separate you guys because you guys were getting a little rowdy over something you guys competed with?
Well, I'll say this. We're too big now for anybody to separate us in the family. So usually when we go at it now, it gets pretty nasty. And we have that, you know, we have that knowledge now not to break too much stuff because my dad, he might be old, but he'll kick our butt. So Basically, I would say any time we are together. I mean, the last time I was together, I was with my new college roommate, and he is already out of college. And him and me were just wailing on each other. But that's what we do for fun. I mean, that's our fun. So he thought like we were fighting. But I would say any time we ever compete, you got especially he, my brother's. When he loses, he can lose it. So. Like, I'll give you an example, ping pong. We're both pretty good at ping pong, and we love to compete. So, you know, anytime I beat him, I duck right away because I know the paddle's coming flying. So, something like that. But, I mean, it is nonstop. And he actually will be here. I'm in Minnesota training. He'll be here in a couple of days, and my trainer's like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle it because he knows how we are.
Yeah.
So, yep.
I'd be definitely cringing a little bit too, man. Like, man, maybe we're gonna have to train these guys on different hours. You know, put this one on that side of the building, put this one on the other side of the building, and then we'll have a peaceful day. Nick, hey, man, I'm so happy because, again, there's nothing better than putting binoculars on a guy and then having the guy come on the show and really kind of know him on another level, and that's why we love bringing you guys on. And we appreciate you sharing your time because we know you're very busy. But, hey, man, best of luck moving forward. Can't wait to see you on Pro Day, and with that said, we always leave our guests with stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Nick Hawley, Kent State standout, and this kid was Mr. Versatility for the Golden Flashes, and again, a lot of expectations were surrounding that team, especially with the healthy Hawley under center, kind of moving that offense, because the kid's explosive, and he kind of talked about it. You know, the slot decision is what he's kind of focusing on now, but I mean, if he gets to the next level, I mean, you know, a creative mind can do a lot of things with him. So if you want more Nick Hawley, you simply type in his name, Blog Talk Radio. This will pop up, Nick Hawley. If you type in iTunes, it'll pop up, and then we'll be featuring his draft bio at collegetopro.com.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.